Hello and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology with a view to helping you make more confident decisions through life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show, which I will link in the show notes below. This episode is the weekly wellness outlook through the lens of astrology with a pointed specification for each individual sign. I'll look at each wellness horoscope using the MedScan method and with the sun as the first house point of the chart, which can be further personalized in a private wellness outlook. Readings reopen on December 5th, so I'll link the waitlist in the show notes for you to get on that. Readings are first come, first served in order, and I close the shop when I'm full. I like to dedicate a few days per report, and it's been a very busy time of readings, which I'm not surprised because there is a lot going on. We're closing out a really confusing year and entering a powerfully eccentric one. Make sure to follow the show so you don't miss a single episode. When you think of astrology, you probably think of weekly newspaper horoscopes and sun signs, and the idea of, you know, a bit of an out there system that is said to help you understand yourself better. You probably don't think of health or wellness and medicine. And medical astrology is astrology used to paint a symbolic picture of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual conditions happening within our collective and individual stories. Plato, who first understood that the planets out there follow these mathematical patterns like clockwork, and before epidemiology, it were the astrologers who sought connections between the celestial arrangements, the mathematical celestial arrangements, and any significant health occurrences on Earth, with the goal of using, you know, those observations to forecast, to predict the onset and the decline of epidemics. Even in its current increase in popularity, where medical astrology is really beginning to be discussed more, not much attention is paid to the evolutionary health of the collective as a general whole. This wellness feature is about both the big scale shifts we experience as a group using this week's astrology, followed by your individual signs wellness outlook. So the week starts with a Capricorn moon, some skin blemishes and eruptions or joint pain. All of that can feel unavoidable, but there is possibly more to it than basic movement and hygiene. Alongside the sun conjunct Mars in Scorpio, the Capricorn moon plus this aspect is a reading to do with red blood cells, anemia-like symptoms, and maybe just blood in general. The sun represents the heart, and Mars represents sodium, phosphorus, blood, activity, and energy. This combination seems to appear like a finger pointing towards heart health, which isn't just don't smoke, don't drink, and all those kinds of things. It's more like, what does a heart actually need to be healthy? Let's go the nutritional science way here for a second. The heart is a muscle, and this cardiac muscle is only found in the heart. And a healthy heart rhythm is said to be reliant on adequate dietary intakes of four minerals: calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. Calcium and magnesium work together to control muscle contraction, and magnesium specifically is involved in transporting the other electrolytes, like the calcium and the potassium, into the cells. Potassium and sodium concentrations play a crucial role in the electric signal functioning of the heart's kind of thick middle muscle layer called the myocardium. So these four fuels the electrolytes. Prior to my exploration into medical astrology, I had no conscious understanding about the electrolytes in water or in sports drinks as being those particular four things, and certainly not sodium. And the symptoms of deficiencies in these things are astonishing. Low potassium can be muscle weakness, tingling, or randomly numb hands, heart palpitations, extreme tiredness, and peeing lots. Who knew that peeing a lot was a sign of low potassium? And then low sodium can show up as being thirsty, which is kind of a shock to digest. When your salt is low, you get thirsty. It's crazy, but what happens is you drink water and then you further dilute your body and your minerals even more, which lowers the sodium and increases more thirst. It's a crazy cycle. But have you ever had that feeling where you chug water because of being thirsty and after you feel completely unsatisfied? Maybe your sodium was low. Another low sodium symptom, when you get dizzy. And this could be dizzy just standing on your feet, a little bit off balance, a little bit wobbly. Or it could be standing up from sitting and getting that head rush dizziness. Low calcium is much harder to pinpoint. And as this mineral is really, really powerful in the body, supplements are worth approaching with caution. It would be a much better idea to check the blood calcium level through a self-ordered calcium blood test. I'll link one in the show notes. And actually, when you use it, it's like $25, and you just find the nearest drawing facility and your results are with you in 24 to 48 hours. In fact, I'll link how to do this for all four of those minerals in the show notes, where you can take charge of your health and source these answers, these results for yourself. The most common symptom of low magnesium is insomnia. And so these four minerals power the heart. The aspect of the sun conjunct Mars, where the sun is the heart and Mars is sodium, seems to point towards heart health through healthy electrolyte balance. And as I said, I'll link those tests below. I'll also link my favorite go-to electrolyte drink that came doctor recommended to me one time. If you use that link, you'll get a free packet of this hydration electrolyte supplement, and so will I. Other Sun Mars matters could be too much chlorine. So if you're cleaning a lot over this weekend and can opt for the kind of old style vinegar cleaners or just something non-toxic, that could be kinder to your body. It could help you avoid any skin burns or reactions, or even accidental over-inhalation, excessive perspiration, or improperly absorbed nutrients due to digestive issues are another thing. High acidity or acid reflux related specifically to low sodium could be another symptom. So alongside a healthy focus on electrolytes, the main message symbolically is to not push to the limits of your physical endurance right now, or at least don't do it without adequately replenishing. A quasi-healthy high water intake can quickly turn damaging if you're not looking at the overall picture, including food, vitamins, and minerals. This week doubles down on healthy electrolytes when the moon receives mainly squares while it's in the sign of Aquarius, so swelling ankles and calves, which are the body parts connected to Aquarius. These have been also connected to potassium. Remember how you'd get a calf cramp and be told to eat a banana? It's as if somehow potassium can single out the legs sometimes, and if you start to feel tight ankles, swollen feet, stuff like that, then electrolytes may be worth looking into. The moon enters Pisces on Tuesday, and this is a sensitive topic because the moon in Pisces itself is a sensitive thing. Specifically, sensitivity to substances when we're looking at things through a wellness perspective. So this points to alcohol and substances that alter the mind. They can sometimes be more tempting with the moon in Pisces, and also, ironically, not the best time to indulge in these things. If you do go substance free this week, it could be such a revitalizing moment for the body. But of course, prescribed medications are your own responsibility to maintain as per your physician's orders. Just generally watch for low tolerance to alcohol or general colds and lower circulation problems or escapism where you feel chilled, cold, or a craving or an urge for something that you don't want to have a craving or an urge for. and surprisingly getting lost in a movie is as symbolically escapist in the astrology world as an alcoholic drink could be, and it may work as a good substitute whenever needed. Overall, this week is a heart-led, heart-dominant, heart-health-forward time, and for more insight, each individual sign reading is time-stamped below. Aries, this is a deep week, and more than anything, wellness-wise, a deep emotional scar is what may be irritated. Physical symptoms are a cry for help with something that can sometimes begin as an emotional situation. So this week is about finding the real root cause of your last few years of wellness wobbles, digging deep to excavate the feeling, the ailment that could be connected to your health changes, whether it's nutrition deficiencies because of an emotional wound to do with lack, or imbalance because of a childhood wound to do with strictness. Psychological consequences may turn into precursors that change the status of physical health. I've attached a link to my 30 trauma prompts journaling sheet, which can help you with unearthing what needs to be accessed. Taurus, while you are an individual capable of being entirely yourself, cooperation is something that firmly bolsters your already robust health. If there's an issue this week with a team feel to it, a relationship, a colleague or similar, then your physicality may appear to suffer in parallel. The health of the company that you keep this week almost kind of determines the health of you in some way by influence. So pick your company wisely. Gemini, unresolved guilt could feel like an array of symptoms this week if left to fester. What is it exactly that you need to leave in the past? If you need support in figuring that out, I have linked a one-page prompt sheet for journaling regarding unwanted, unnecessary guilt. And this really relates to the guilt that you carry that others have placed on you, people who have used guilt as a weapon. This is also the feeling of guilt when not doing more for someone because you have something necessary to do for yourself. The price you pay for being the over-compromising one with others could be health and wellness related, where your body yells out at you for ignoring your own needs. By learning to take care of the health of yourself first and then helping others second, you make sure that someone is always in good health. This week, be careful about sensitivity to substances or sensitive reactions to food. Cancer, a healthy experience this week is closely related to the health of your emotions where it comes to matters of security and insecurity. It's common that cancers have one major talent and then a handful of smaller talents. And working on these is what allows your environment, the security of your environment, to essentially fix itself. It's like the shell is on the crab's back. Its home is wherever it is. And so if you've lost yourself, you've lost your feeling of home, this particularly points to developing the talented and creative self. So do the artistic thing, the unusual thing, the specialist thing, and your wellness and environmental satisfaction could strengthen as a result. Leo, parental influence, and actually not just the influence of the parents, but the influence of the environment during childhood, is the most important phase to be thinking about right now. This would be a prompt to ask yourself, which elements of your parents' or guardian's personality are you embodying now, if any? By voicing this, you might actually feel relief from wondering why you are the way you are. And just simply by getting those thoughts into the open, you can feel physical health improvements from being less hard on yourself for patterns that have been with you since childhood. Virgo, the biggest wellness matter for you this week could be related to relations. Dealing with people can sometimes be frustrating, and all relationships this week could seem to intensify. These sensations, trapped in the body, can sometimes lead to less health-conscious decisions in the name of just releasing nervous tension. Avoid escapism through substances if that's something you're trying to moderate this week, and if possible, schedule some very precise alone time with no one else around at all, so you can decompress from anyone and anything that's been way too much to handle. Libra, this is often the most ideal time of year for you to schedule rest and relaxation. And while these things should always be regular components of any wellness routine, there is almost a threat of burnout when continuing to aggressively focus on just security issues. A break is needed for you to exist, to simply exist and be happy and let your body relax. You can always get back to figuring out the future later, and with benefit to your overall health, this week is one of complete self-care. Anything that falls under that self-care label for you is perfect to prioritize. Scorpio, moderation is important for you this week because too much of something is not always good. This could be too much of something that is difficult to digest. It could be too much alcohol or too much fluid in general. Water signs are often prone to swelling, so if you have any swelling related symptoms this week, consider getting blood work to check electrolytes and blood in general. Good sources of proteins, fats and carbs that cover a wide variety of minerals may offer you a boost, so this is the week to really care about what you eat. Sagittarius, being more introvert this week could be down to some disagreements of personality. If you've changed and others haven't, a build-up of negative emotions at that disparity could physically manifest through wellness illness symptoms. It's like the emotions ferment or they are suppressed, which can trigger a whole array of hormonal changes, especially when the body is in this fight or flight mode. If you can stay honest with yourself about your emotions and feelings, you can be real when you feel angry and do something about it, like physical exercise. You may avoid the symptoms that could possibly turn physical. Letting things out, speaking to a good friend, a spouse, or someone who is a great sounding board for unleashing your feelings in a positive way may be a good idea to support your wellness this week. Capricorn, while you can be completely responsible for your health in the best way possible, it doesn't mean that the people you spend time with, those that you network with, are doing the same for themselves. This week, as part of a seasonal change, continues a wave of potential wellness matters through large groups and social organizations that in some way may impact your health. If there is a cold or something going around, you want to do your best to not catch that. Stay on top of vitamins and nutrients this week, or alternatively, decline more social invitations than you accept. Aquarius, with pressures from parents or peer groups or family or society in general, this week may feel like each day consists of 12 plus hours of climbing and conquering stuff. It could be harder to just be, because suddenly everything is a task and there may be a few layers of conditioning adding to this pressure. How your family, how your heritage dealt with something doesn't have to be the way you deal with it. External worries can turn into internal pressures and drives to work harder and provide something more, which may result in chronic ailments if you are committed to trying to prove yourself, that turn into a much worse experience wellness-wise in a couple of years from what they are now. Working towards specific goals as opposed to being everything to and for everyone is much more health happy action. Your sign is also recommended to choose healthy fantasy like arts and crafts over toxins like bad food or substances this week. Pisces is already a medical sign. It's a sign of seclusion. It's a sign of wellness institutes. This week there is a relationship between the ideals and philosophies and the potential manifestation of your wellness changes. If you have lost faith in something, whether it's losing faith at the light at the end of the tunnel or losing faith with your own capacity to keep going, your body might reflect that. A personal way to support your wellness is find a way to maintain the belief that you can do it. As much as a negative attitude can bring on health ailments, and this has been connected back to the vagus nerve and its responses to your perceptions. Add on top of that an overstimulation of this, it could lead to hormonal imbalances, which just start this domino chain of symptoms. As difficult as it might be to remind yourself how you've always figured everything out in the past, remember, why would that change now. You're allowed to feel tired. You're allowed to feel exhausted. You're allowed to feel like you've been giving it your all. It's just a case of remembering that you did that, which means you can keep doing that. And hold faith in this, that you'll win. That's it for this week's wellness episode. Make sure to follow the show so you don't miss this weekend's regular horoscope forecast, plus all the special episodes on the way, like the soul sign episode and the personality breakdown series of every birthday in the whole year. Stay tuned for those. Until next week. Okay, thanks. Bye.